Looking at a letter here on very old, well, I shouldn't say very old, it's going to make this man feel old. Sydney Turf Club letterhead dated the 23rd of June 1977. It's addressed to Mr. L. Murphy. Dear Mr. Murphy, I refer to our letter of the 9th of June 1977 concerning the position of Junior Clerk Racing. It's an invitation to come in for an interview as a junior clerk at the Sydney Turf Club. The gentleman's Lindsay Murphy, and I was going to say a bit of water under the bridge, but I think I'd say a bit of rain on the track since that day. Morning, Lindsay. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. Yeah, it's marvellous. Who'd have thought?
40 years.
Yeah, no, incredible. 40 years yesterday was the day I started there at the Turf Club, and as you say, as the junior clerk in the racing office, and been a wonderful 40 years.
Junior clerk in those days, what did you do?
Stamped the tickets and ran the messages and updated horse information on cards. We didn't own a computer, of course, or anything like that. So she was very hands-on.
It would have been a fair bit of work and fairly repetitive, I'd imagine.
Very much so. We dreaded the 1st of August, to be honest. We had to go to every horse card we had and add an extra year onto their age, changing from a 3 to a 4 year old or whatever, each horse in our filing system, which there were thousands of.
That would have taken a while.
Yeah, it was, as you say, quite repetitive.
Lindsay, from a junior clerk, where was your next move? How did you finish up doing what you're doing now in charge of the courses?
John Jeffs was the racecourse manager at the STC at the time, and he thought I may have had some potential to come out. He was looking for an offsider, per se, out at the tracks, and thought I could be the one, so they spoke, and they asked me, and I was interested. Yeah, that sounded fine. I knew less of it than I knew of anything else, I suppose, and I've been out there ever since.
What's been the highlight for you?
There's been many, Sean. I think, you know, working in the industry has been a huge buzz. I was always a great fan of horse racing and a great lover of the sport, and then to get a job in it has been great, and then to be hands-on with all the people involved that I'd looked at from afar and in awe of. So, no, it's been marvellous.
You've seen a fair few changes in tracks over the years. Some have been good, some have been bad. We've seen synthetic stuff, the whole lot, which is, first of all, from the synthetic point of view as a training track, which is the best?
Look, that's beauty's in the eye of the beholder there as well. We use a lot of pro-ride tracks. We've got one at Warwick Farm, one at Rose Hill that I'm really happy with, and I think there is certainly a place for synthetic tracks. For a racing point of view, I've got very mixed views. I think they could be used as racing tracks, but they need to be purpose-built. I think one of the problems with us racing on the synthetic tracks is they've just been training tracks that they've decided to race on, so they haven't got the proper layout that you'd have to race on a proper synthetic track. Pakenham down in Victoria is the only one that's been purpose-built to race on, and I think you see the benefits of it.
Could you ever see an alternative surface? And I'll throw up a couple of weird ones. Dirt like they do in America, or the sand composition like they do in Darwin?
Not really, no. I think the technology's passed all those tracks now. The dirt tracks, and you can see from watching American racing now, which we get to do quite frequently, it's not a very attractive form of racing, and doesn't appeal, and there's a lot of maintenance in those tracks. We've got the dirt training track at Randwick, which is a hell of a lot of effort to maintain and so on. It's a good track, and the trainers there swear by it, but for a racing proposition, and the Darwin situation is just Darwin making do best with what they've got.
Lindsay, as far as the grass tracks, we've had a few hiccups along the way. Are they developing more and more combinations or blends or breeds of grass that you think are going to be suitable for tracks?
Oh, they are. Look, there's development in that. I think, you know, we're fortunate here in Sydney with Kaikuyu grass. It works for us and works well all the time. It's a very vigorous grower and a good track to recover. I think the problems that we've encountered in a lot of track constructions of recent time have been in people have seen the need to over-drain them. I think, you know, sacrificing stability and a bit of guts in the track, for want of a better term, for marvellous drainage, for rates of drainage that we're never, ever going to get, you know. So I think that has led to a lot of problems that we've had with some tracks, but, you know, we're continually working on different blends of soils and so on that'll still drain well, but give us a bit more stability and a bit more body in them to hold together better.
Lindsay, 40 years at the racing game as of yesterday. What's the best change, the best innovation you've seen?
I don't know off the top of my head, to be perfectly honest. There's been a multitude over that time. You know how much the industry's changed in the last 10 years, let alone the last 40 years. When I started, the computer tote had just been introduced from an old manual tote, and innovations in technology, which have made things so much better. But that's the same in society in general, you know. So I think racing's getting the benefit of all that, and I think it's great. But just the whole professionalism of the business has stepped up a notch more and more each time.
Well, we wish you all the best. Congratulations. Celebration wise, will there be a little red wine perhaps looked at?
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. We've got a lunch on tomorrow, actually, that the club has organised with a number of my workmates here at the club. So looking forward to that very much, and appreciate their recognition of the 40 years. You know, you don't expect to be in a role or in a position for that long. But I've never considered doing anything else, so it's great that it's happened. And, yeah, I appreciate their recognition.
I reckon there'll be some good stories told by about 3:30 tomorrow, Lindsay.
I'll guarantee you that one, Sean. That's 100% right.
The best bet of the week, I reckon.
No doubt in the world.
Well, congratulations. It's a wonderful milestone, and enjoy the lunch tomorrow.
I will do. Thanks, Sean.
Tim, and it'll be a heavy track by the end of the day.
I'm sure it will be.
Good on you, Lindsay. Lindsay Thanks. Murphy, 40 years. He joined up at the STC 40 years ago yesterday, and he's been there, which is fantastic.